Welcome to the Deeper Daily Podcast with Pastor Paul White. This 5-minute podcast is designed to reveal to you the loveliness of our Lord Jesus.
Hello, friends, and welcome to the Deeper Daily Podcast. We shorten it and just call it the DDP. I want to talk about one of my favorite passages as a child, and I think it was due to the fact that it was one of my favorite praise songs as a kid. I think we learned the little chorus in Vacation Bible School, and it basically just said, "Greater is He that is in me, greater is He that is in me," and just said it over and over again, and it ended with, "than he that is in this world." Well, that's 1 John 4:4. I still love, "Greater is He that is in me than he that is in this world." I don't know why I enjoyed the song so much. Maybe the tune was simple and the words weren't complex, but man, I loved it. And I remember having a sense of how amazing that it was that Jesus was inside of me and that he was greater within little old me than anything else in the world. That sense of wonder and awe has never really left, and I personally and prayerfully hope it never does. John promises a few important things in this verse, all of which really deserve a second look. He says, "You are of God." He's just told us in verse 2, "Every spirit that confesseth that Jesus Christ is come in the flesh is of God." And notice that he emphasizes Christ and not just Jesus. To admit that the Christ has come is to acknowledge the cross and the work that Jesus accomplished there. It makes Jesus more than just a man, a teacher, or a historical figure. It makes him the Son of God. You see that, and you are of God. Man, what an honor. But secondly, little children. In this, I think John is reinforcing sonship, first of all. It's an important characteristic of Christianity. We're not mere slaves or servants to a higher power somewhere. We are sons and daughters of the living God, adopted into his family. The phrase first appears in this book in chapter 2, verse 1, where John tells us what we're to do when we sin, which is, "Go to the advocate, my little children. If you sin, you have an advocate with Jesus," actually an advocate with the Father, Jesus Christ the righteous, as opposed to what a sinner does when they get saved, which is confess their sins in 1 John 1:9. Thirdly, he says, "You have overcome them." And the "them" here is the false prophets of verse 1 and the spirit of Antichrist of verse 3. This spirit of Antichrist really has nothing to do with some futuristic idea of an Antichrist, but this is the general doctrine that lessens the power and authority of the finished work of Jesus. Let me rephrase it. It has nothing to do with the perceived idea of an Antichrist. This is actually the biblical version of Antichrist. Whatever someone else is putting out in the future is someone else's addition, I believe. Even in John's day, the word was out that Jesus had not accomplished everything at the cross. John warns us of this, and he promises that we will and have overcome. And then comes our spot, "because greater is he that is in you than he that is in the world." So our overcoming is not wrapped up in our faith or our church attendance or our Bible study, prayer life, etc., etc., but it's in the one who lives within each one of us. It's not, "greater am I than the world," it's, "greater is he." All things point to Jesus and his greatness. Paul makes a very similar promise in Romans 8:31. Here's another one of my favorites. "If God be for us, who can be against us?" Man, I've lived that over the last 6 months and all the transition that God put us in. If God be for us, who can be against us? How true is this? If God's on my side, having known me and my sins and loved me anyway, who could ever raise a statement of accusation against me, his beloved? Same thing for you. In every one of your issues and your difficulties, remember what he says in 8:37. "We are more than conquerors through him that loved us." Don't forget it. Hold on to it today, and we'll see you tomorrow. God bless.
Thank you for joining us for the Deeper Daily Podcast. For more information on our ministry, visit www.paulwhiteministries.org.